the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
Jerry Bader Show, 10:07. Jason's classic Christmas cut at 10:06. Perry Como. No place like home for the holidays. Another crooner with one of the best voices. Andy Williams, Perry Como. They had that more folksy, though. You know what I mean? Dino and... I know it makes me sound like an old fart, but that we don't celebrate that crooner voice anymore. And I love classic rock. You know that. But that is something that got lost in all of that. And Idol brought it back a little bit. The voice brings it back a little bit. But that's, I mean, boy, those guys, as someone who can't carry a tune in a bucket, I just have such respect for anyone who can sing even a little bit. And somebody who can do that. It's just very, very powerful. Speaking of powerful, I want to spend a few minutes on this. I'm just going to tell you what I think. And I will take any reaction because I understand that this impacts a lot of people in Wisconsin. Wisconsin may have years ago lost its crown to milk production to California. We still make way better cheese than they do. But in terms of sheer volume, they passed us up some time ago. The dairy industry is still the lifeblood of Wisconsin. And will be for some time. The reality is, the type of farm on which I grew up is nearly long gone. There are a smattering of them here and there. Less than 30 head of cattle, treated our cows pretty much as pets, knew them all by name, which was kind of weird when you would eat one. Well, it was, Jason. And you know what was really weird? One of the things my dad was an expert at, and he actually did take like some county extension classes, feeding before you got, you know, before a guy into mixers and all of that, he really did have a formula, ground oats, hay, silage. I mean, he really did. When we were going to fatten a cow for butcher, we would gorge her on silage. She would get as much as two other cows would get. And we didn't have any automatic feeders. We, even for the 1970s, we were very antiquated. No self-unloader in the silo. That would be me, my brothers. Get up there, throw down silage, and then use a wheelbarrow to feed the cows. Princess, we had one called the Big Dummy because she was the biggest cow you ever saw, and she would always miss her stanchion. So she was the Big Dummy. And then next to her was the Little Dummy. And, we had Princess. Oh, and we had, I got to tell the story quickly. We had Helen. You know why she was Helen? She was named after Helen Keller. She was blind in one eye. She got glucose deficiency once and went blind in the other eye. Jason, try sneaking up on a blind cow in a field sometime. Yeah. That was the farm that I was raised on. I understand that's long gone. I get that. There are a handful of producers out there with a couple of hundred cows, maybe 100. You might still have that. Those are small operations today. The factory farms with four-digit cows, that's the norm today. Of course, big news, not just in Wisconsin, but nationally, is the undercover video that an animal rights group took of what is considered a model farm in the Green Bay area, actually the Greenleaf area. And nobody in the dairy industry is defending what they saw. Nobody. Jason, have you watched the video? You couldn't bring yourself to watch it. I felt I had to watch the whole thing, and I watched the whole thing so I could comment on it. Most media outlets ran an edited version. What you see are downed cows being dragged by their legs and necks. In one case, I'm just going to say this. A cow is hanging by her ass from a front end loader, dangled, suspended in air, to be removed from the barn. There are cows with what appear to be long-term lacerations. The Wheezy Brothers, it's the Wheezy Brothers farm, they say, look, this was three bad actors. We fired two of them. The third has been taken away from care of animals. This has been an immediate financial impact to Wheezy Brothers. The processor that turns their milk into cheese has dumped them. Foremost. Why? Because Foremost sells cheese to DiGiorno. DiGiorno's name got dragged into this quickly, and DiGiorno's like, we're out. I want to read just a little bit from the Journal Sentinel. The video, shot this fall by an investigator of the animal rights group Mercy for Animals, depicts workers at Wheezy Brothers Farm in the Greenleaf area dragging downed cows by their legs and necks using chains attached to tractors and whipping cows in the face and body while shouting profanities at them. It also shows a disabled cow suspended in the air with a mechanical lift, an image that animal care experts say seems shockingly cruel. She's trying to get traction with her forelegs. Yeah, it's really bad. Shockingly cruel and sick or injured cow suffering from open wounds. Dragging live cows, completely suspending them with a cow lift is severe animal abuse, said Temple Grandin, a national expert on livestock welfare. Again, the video was released by Mercy for Animals. The actions of these people went well beyond rough handling and escalated to the level of cruelty. Kicking, beating, and hard whipping of down cows is abusive, Grandin said in a statement issued by the group. And I know a lot of people don't know what downed cows are. When a cow is down, you got to get her up. I'm not going to say that I never poked or hit a cow with a stick. But there's a line. I will also say that there was a time or two that my dad, God rest his soul, crossed that line. I was trampled by a cow once, and he let his emotions get the best of him. I'm not defending it. I'm saying it happened. It does happen, not defending it. I'm like, well, it just happens. That's not what I'm saying. As for what's seen on this video, the way downed cows are being removed is incredible animal cruelty. As for Wheezy Brothers saying, look, it's just a few bad actors, and we took care of them, I am not entirely buying that. Here's why I say that. And I talked with someone who is an ag expert. There's in that video, there are cows in about 6 to 8 inches of muck. That would never happen on a smaller farm. I don't know how often it happens on larger farms. I don't think it happens very often. Most producers I talk to and most operations I've seen are very clean, where you don't have cows 6 to 8 to 10 inches in muck. A lot of these cows had open wounds. I think there is a larger problem, potentially. I don't know that, but I'm just saying, I'm not buying that this was, oh, we just, you know, We took care of these guys. I see what I consider possibly other problems on that video. I'm just telling you what appears on the video in what I believe is the proper handling of cows in terms of cleanliness and a lot of cows having open wounds. I don't consider that typical. I really don't. The Journal Sentinel reports that they have a total of 8,000 head and about 2,500 milkers. That's a bigger number than I've seen in other media reports. I am not saying that large farms with thousands of cows can't treat, handle, and milk cows humanely. I'm not saying that. And again, I think some things people would see on a video, they would consider abuse. I wouldn't. When a cow is down, you got to yell at her. You got to give her a little something with a stick. You got to get her up. You have to. You have to. However, I think the dairy industry has responded to this appropriately by saying this is reprehensible and indefensible. It is. It is. Now, that said, I think when you are dealing with thousands of cows, it's a hell of a lot harder than 30 or 40. I remember my dad saying that about 100 or 200. I'm not condemning the so-called mega farm. I am saying that perhaps operators of those farms need greater scrutiny. A listener suggested to me cameras monitoring everything. Again, not government imposed, I didn't say that, but that the producer may want to consider ways that they can better monitor the treatment of that many cows. I think that is something to consider. This is going to be a pretty big black eye, and the organization that did it is saying, well, we find this all over the place. They have had other examples. And you have to understand, too, and I know, and someone just sent me an email. I know. I know what Mercy for Animals is. It's a militant animal rights group. I agree. That doesn't change what you see on that video. I know they have their agenda. I get that. I'm just saying there are people who are going to be looking for this type of thing, particularly from these large operations. And they will take a job, as this person did, just to get undercover video footage. I still think this is the exception and not the rule. On the other hand, Wheezy Brothers was just considered a showcase operation. No one ever thought it could happen there. I think operators on this large a scale need more vigilance. If anyone has anything to say about this, I will take calls. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 1020.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.